Today is Friday, May 11th, and you have 2 days to buy your mom a Mother's Day gift.
Oh, it's too late for pro flowers at this point. You're going to have to go gorilla, you know, go get it yourself.
Go to the grocery store, or worst case scenario, you might have to go to a field and pick them yourself.
Pick some dandelions.
Here, Mom. I got this on my drive home.
At least I remembered. An attempt was made. So we accidentally put this story in twice, but we'll mention it just in case
you're
not
it.
The kind of person who watches all three episodes, which I don't know what kind of monster is only watching the Friday show. That's like only eating your dessert. It's not a balanced diet of news. But we want to talk about the Spectre and Meltdown flaws. We talked about these on Monday. You can go back and look at the details there, but that's the big story this week. Another Spectre, another Meltdown, Spectre, the Next Generation. What will Intel do? What impact will this have? So far, we didn't talk about this on Monday. They've confirmed Intel for sure, ARM very likely, but they're not sure about AMD. So once again, AMD might have skated off looking
into
good.
Into the sunset.
Yeah, feeling good.
On their rollerblades.
About not being affected by Spectre and Meltdown. Maybe not.
Lisa Su on her rollerblades, just skating into the sunset.
Just giving the finger behind her to Intel.
Oh, she's backward skating. She's extra skilled.
She's spinning in a circle.
Figure eights around.
Yeah. But that's not the only reason that AMD has to celebrate this week. The big reason that AMD has to celebrate is something we've talked about for several weeks now. And we thought, what's going to happen? Can they get away with this? Is it going to go down?
Turns out they can't.
Nope.
The partnership program has been canceled due to backlash.
The GeForce Partnership Program, the GPP. Are you down with GPP?
I was about to make the same joke.
Well, guess who isn't? All of the vendors. So it turns out the people railing against it, people hated this. If you don't know what this is, they had this program that said, hey, you want to have a gaming brand with NVIDIA? Well, guess what? Nobody else gets to be a part of that brand.
It's exclusive.
It's only
NVIDIA.
You want to have another gaming brand? Yeah, call it something else because it ain't part of ours. Well, that's not going to happen. They have taken it back. They've apologized. Kind of a half-assed apology. Kind of like, well, if you're going to bully us, then we won't do it. Gosh. So, yeah. Good news. I think good news for the consumer. We've won one.
It's been an okay week.
A small victory.
For news.
Yeah.
This is some good news.
Feeling good about that.
Less good about Apple keyboards, which, you know, reading this story, does anyone like Apple keyboards? Like just the regular old, just super flat, horrible, like, there's no click-clack there. People don't know if you're angry when you're writing an email if you type on one of those keyboards.
Well, the old Mac ones, the white ones, we used one of those for a while on the old stream computer.
Yeah.
It was not terrible.
Serviceable.
It was okay. This Model M behind us, have you ever used that one?
I haven't used that
one. The keys are, I think they're a Dvorak setup.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Kane did that.
But the keyboard is not in Dvorak mode.
Yeah.
So you have Dvorak keys, but QWERTY... Gosh, that was annoying to use earlier. But yeah, this is about the butterfly keyboard. The butterfly keyboard, it's supposed to be this revolutionary, you know, each key has a special mapping that it can do its own thing. And it's going to change the way keyboards work. But according to a lot of people, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work very often. And so there's a change.org petition.
Which
I love change.org.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Apple probably is looking at this. It seems like you know they're trying to do something crazy with a keyboard. It's not really the right company or the right audience because it's not something that just works.
That is exactly the wording they used in the change.org. It's like, just make it work. It needs to just work.
They're not that. Apple's not in the universe, the market for doing something that's super crazy innovative. Their people don't want that. That's not what their customer base wants.
You just pissed off the entire Apple fan base. Because
all three of them in our
audience. They would argue that that's exactly what they do. Look what they did with the iPhone, man. They changed the world.
It was a long time ago.
These are laptop keyboards, too.
Yeah.
So you think about like how expensive is a recall on laptop keyboards. That would be crazy. Because you got to go... The Genius Bar is going to be clogged up for weeks, people taking them in there, and that's a
The genius bar. I forgot. That's what they called that.
How could you forget that?
A friend of mine wanted to go into the Apple store the other day. I was like, no, we're not doing that.
But that's probably going to take an hour to swap out a keyboard. You know, you get it to block. I mean, maybe not. Maybe take like 30 minutes, but who knows? And yeah, very expensive. I don't think they're going to, just from a logistics point of view, I don't think they'll do it. It
doesn't make sense. No.
But yeah. Don't buy Apple products, please. But,
Are you in the market for a Ray Gun Vitrola?
Look at this. So put this in hardware just to have something exciting in hardware. But check out this truck. Now you're thinking that's going to play some classical music, right?
That's going to play
some parlor music.
Some really great music. Some Bjork, maybe. Vitrola on the bed of your truck with your truck nuts hanging off the Vitrola.
I get that. I would play... I mean, I wouldn't, but I would expect Bjork to come out.
Of something like that, yeah.
But what's actually going to come out of that is microwaves. And what do those microwaves do? Do they make Hot Pockets? No. They stop cars and trucks.
And this isn't the only model they have of this. There's also one that gets mounted to the side of buildings and can stop your car.
They don't have a picture of the building one.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
So this is in response to the penchant for some people in the modern age to... run over pedestrians with trucks and vans. That seems to be catching on in popularity.
The run over people challenge.
So they've developed, this is a military, the American military has come up with this technology. But here's the thing about it. And they kind of go into this, but how is that truck going to be where the van is at? I mean, how are you ever going to predict that?
Do you just swerve in front of it and like, on my watch?
So they talk about, in a high-speed chase, for example, this thing gets in front of you and your car just stops and doesn't damage the engine. That's the cool part about it. So if your car was stolen, then they don't have to destroy it to
fix it,
to stop the people who are running. It just simply stops it. The microwave radiation stops all of the processors, the computers in the car from doing what they need to do. And it just stops the car and it doesn't damage the person that we know. I mean,
who knows, though, really?
Yeah, there might be some lymphoma a couple of years after, but it doesn't immediately hurt you, and it doesn't damage the car in the long term. So the building-mounted one seems a little more scary and Orwellian to me.
I like to imagine that they just, like, duct taped that patrol thing to the side of the building. Like, it's very conspicuous, like, all, you know...
It only shoots in one specific spot. You have to hope that they go there.
It's all cattywampus and...
But yeah, the ability for the authorities to just simply have like a remote eye of Sauron that can shut down traffic whenever they feel like it, that's a little disturbing.
A little bit.
But the future is now, because here it is. We've got it. And I suspect we'll see some of it. Now, there is another very low-tech way of stopping a car.
Just wreck it. The end.
Just run into it.
Just run into it. Yeah, the GTA method. Run into it.
The big self-driving story this week is Waymo. They were due a crash, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else has had a crash. Why not Waymo? But before you get excited about, you know, the end of self-driving vehicles, and you know, of course, these are plagues on the road. I hate them. If you're that person,
this isn't the story for you.
Yeah. So they have the video. Of course, you have three cameras that the Waymo was using here. And you can see this guy runs a red light right here. That person swerves and boom, ka-chunk, right into the oncoming lane. So you can't blame Waymo for this one.
You can't fix every possible edge case like that.
And I don't think it did any evasive maneuvers. But again, I don't know if there was time.
I mean, it's probably literally in its cone of view within seconds. And then what do you do at that point?
There was a person in the driver's seat. It was one of those trials where the person, you know, could take over if they needed to. That person had some injuries, some minor injuries, I think. The people in the other car, I don't think, had any injuries, amazingly. But yeah.
That's the way it always works, isn't it?
Waymo's had their wreck. Well, it wasn't those people. It was the fault of the guy who ran the light.
That's what I mean. Like, they were the people who were uninjured, right?
They didn't even get hit. The silver car wasn't at fault either, I don't think. Because they swerved to miss another car. So, yeah.
I missed that. Even watching the clip.
It was a little tiny clip. Not going to blame you. Get it right next time.
But. I would blame. You know, they might take me off the news. They might fire me here.
You're done.
They might just kill me.
You're finished. Next week, it's going to be Rue.
That would actually, I thought about bringing her in since Wendell's not here. Just putting her in the chair and in one of his shirts.
Do you think, I don't think we could keep her calm.
She would be okay for a little bit, and then she'd probably want to lay down on the floor. She wouldn't sit in a chair.
We could put her on the table.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, in other AI news, facial recognition technology. You think we can have facial recognition for dogs?
Maybe. Right now, there's probably not anything that looks for their unique features. But
what about the coloring profile of a dog?
Wow, why you got to bring race into it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it racist if spots on a dog, if I use that to profile them?
Honestly, I would probably use like size as more of an indicator.
But they grow.
Yeah, but like usually, you know, it's the little dogs that are...
No, I would profile by coloring and spots. Anyway.
It's a little bit of nonsense, just to tease it for later.
They use this, I think this was in the UK, the 2017 Champions League. Neither of us know what Champions League is. Yeah. I'm going to assume it's soccer. Maybe rugby.
Rugby, yeah, it's one of those Euro trash sports.
Anyway, a bunch of people, the Welsh capital. So yes, in fact, it Euro. is in the UK. So a bunch of people went to this, 2,700 people were tagged as possible criminals out of the 170,000 that attended the game. But it turned out 2,000 of those matches were false positives. So out of the 2,470, 2,000 were wrong.
So, yeah, not, you could be false flagged.
Not a good track record. They didn't actually pick any of these people up and, question them or anything. They didn't act on the false positives. But just the whole idea that they're using this technology, it's out there, they're running it at concerts and sporting events, and it's that horrifically wrong. Is that really a good idea? Should we be using that?
I would love to see the results of that same surveillance on, say, like, the gathering of the Juggalos.
But they paint their faces.
How would it handle that?
It couldn't.
That's something we got to know.
We got to use the dog algorithm.
To see what their spots are.
But here's my concern. You think about this, and I don't know what crimes. This was, now they blame, the part of the problem is they use images from Interpol, which were low resolution, and it was kind of, it's like they were looking for Minecraft people, you know? It's like,
where's Steve? Where's that creeper?
But these were just people who were, you know, dodging warrants and, you know, they're wanted for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But what if there was a terror, like what if there was some sort of horrible... mass killing, and they were looking for that guy, and they got 2,000 hits. Oh. Then guarantee they bring those people in and harass them and make them, you know, prove their innocence, which is the antithesis of what the justice system should be. So, slippery slope.
It's the world we live in now.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. But it's not all bad news, because we also live in a world where robots are tour guides.
This is for the Smithsonian, and they'll be replacing docents. So if you don't know what a docent is, it's usually, at least around here, the art galleries around here will be little old ladies who work with the museum, and they just tell you about the artwork. They just volunteer their time. But now those little old ladies won't have to volunteer. This little robot will do it for her.
Pepper. We've seen Pepper before. Pepper is kind of a generic robot. You know, you can just program Pepper to do whatever. I don't know if Pepper has a gender. I would think Pepper would be a girl.
Yeah, I think girl too. I'm not sure why I think that.
Because Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, Pepper Potts.
Yeah, that's why. And plus, it's a robot, so yeah, it's a girl. We've decided. But anyway, Pepper will guide you around the museum, take you to various things, and you think, well, what good is Pepper? What can Pepper do that the little old ladies can't? Well, one amazing ability that Pepper has, she can translate Swahili at the African wing
exhibit,
of the museum.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice real-time translation, you know, and if you ask her a question, and, you know, normally a docent, they're pretty well educated about the pieces that are, like, current, but if they have, like, a new exhibit, maybe the docent hasn't had a chance to look at all that artwork yet, but Pepper has. Pepper does nothing. Pepper is devoted
Pepper
to the gallery.
Knows all about it. Yeah. How long do you think before Pepper will be hacked?
to display something terrible about all the artwork. Yeah,
it'd be something like the Holocaust or something, you know, and she'll deny it.
Probably not long. People are probably already working on that.
It's going to be soon. Yeah, look forward to that. And then maybe
follow up coming.
Maybe those little old ladies get their jobs back.
Because it's like, at least, you know, at least Martha, good old Martha, she wouldn't have done something like that.
Yeah, well, she can't translate Swahili, but the anti-Semitism is way lower, like 80% less. So
80%.
We've got that. She's got that going for her. Back to self-driving cars. Gosh, we should have put these stories together.
We made a mistake.
Oh, what kind of idiot did that? So, self-driving cars, what we've learned. Here, look at this asshole. He's going to get
it. It's always the bike people. Oh, and I know there are responsible bikers, but no, there's always so many.
Scum. Anyway, this report is all about the times that the drivers in the self-driving cars. Do we have a word for those people? They're not really
operators.
Driving.
The self-driving car operator.
They're not really operating. They're just sitting there. Monitors.
The
monitors?
Potatoes.
When they have to take over, that must be reported to the DMV. So, hey, I had to take over the self-driving car. Then they have to give a reason why. So they got all these reports about the paint on the road being messed up, the car getting confused, certain signs like no turn left on red or no turn right on red. Apparently, self-driving car is not great.
I don't turn right here.
Certain heavily congested pedestrian situations and just all these various things, they've had to file these reports. Hey, our self-driving cars are bad at X, Y, and Z. And it turns out it's a pretty long list.
Imagine it's, you know, tons of edge cases that even the best designers in the world can't really anticipate until it's out in a real world scenario.
But to have a truly autonomous car, it has to be able to deal with all those things.
So good luck, version 2 of all those.
So this is, I think this gets to be, you know, it's like that last 10% of a project that takes 50% of the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be even worse than that, I think, in the self-driving world.
Can you imagine? So they've got like their big list of QC tasks.
Oh, man.
And it's all just like weird little bugs. Like if cyclist starts in front of you and it's 9 p.m. and a raccoon is in a tree and the full moon is up and you need to make it so it knows not to turn right on red. And it's like, I don't even know, man.
How would you like to write those media queries? That's an
flashback.
Well, switching over to gaming news. We got a little bit of gaming news.
Just, a sprinkle.
The Nintendo Switch. Now, we're going
to... there you go. Scroll down. Look at this picture.
That's not a Nintendo Switch.
I looked at that, and the first time I read it, I was like, oh, that's just a Switch. That's like a random stock photo. No, it's some other console.
That's a Game Vice.
A game?
Terrible. Yeah. Yeah. The Game Vice actually predates the Nintendo Switch, and in fact, they have patents. And patents, you can see, that thing looks a lot like a Switch.
I thought it was.
These controller handles here that snap onto the sides of the Game Vice, does that sound familiar? Well, guess what? They've got a patent for that. And they are going to sue Nintendo because they said, we did it first and you violated our patent. And I mean, just looking at that thing, maybe not a bad case.
I think that's pretty convincing. And especially if it has the same slide out functionality and it predates.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
So I think they might make a few
dollars. It's a little too close.
Might make a few buckaroos from old Nintendo.
Buckaroos, yen.
And this, I find this story depressing.
I don't think it's maybe depressing, but I do think it's not surprising. Mobile gaming is cementing its dominance. It is now the market share. It's
51%. I hate mobile gaming.
Yeah, I don't really understand the appeal. I don't play a lot of games on my phone, but I mean, everyone's getting into that market. PUBG, Fortnite, they all have mobile versions.
It's crazy. And I'll play like a strategy game, like a turn-based type of deal, maybe on my phone. But even then, I don't know, the small screen and... Yeah. Maybe we're just too old.
I mean, the only game I like two games. I like Pixel Dungeon and I liked Plague Inc.
Plague Inc's a good experience on the desktop too.
Yeah, like either one of those is perfectly fine because it's not, you know, I can't imagine trying to shoot like PUBG. Like I have no idea
how
that
mobile,
works.
PUBG. I read that people are cheating on the mobile PUBG by using Bluetooth mouse and keyboard.
I can see that.
Can you imagine? Like,
just like that accuracy.
Tiny little screen, you're sitting there. That's ridiculous.
That sounds like something Wendell would do. He's probably doing that at PenguinCon as we speak.
But here you go. Yeah. So this blue, the tiny 51% win. This is mobile gaming, 70.383 billion. And most of that, they admit, is Asia. You know, Japan and China, they love mobile gaming.
I bet America's inching up there as well. A lot of my cousins play those mobile games. My mom plays a lot of mobile games.
Oh, these filthy kids and their mobile gaming.
Casuals.
Disgusting. So it seems like a dark future. Although they did, what maybe a silver lining is that PC gaming is, that's who mobile gaming knocked out. So PC gaming is still more powerful than console gaming combined.
More powerful. Who would win?
So is it still the PC master race? Is the mobile?
Well, I think the whole thing with the master race was that it was just a better experience, which I think that's still inarguable.
What? If more people are doing the other thing.
Just listen, just because everyone jumps off a bridge, does that mean you're going to do it?
Well, couldn't the console plebs make that same argument now that it's about who's number one?
Don't bring logic into this.
Well, another thing that when you talk about logic, that's an excellent segue, because logic is king in certain, when we talk about the PC. Programming is all about logic, and there's not much you can do, because guess what? When you have a Boolean field in programming, it's one or a zero, and you can't insert other values in there and still be a Boolean field. Can you? I don't know. Because Stack Overflow has said that it's time for a change, and it's time to be more welcoming, especially for LGBT and transgenders. And
I don't really know why that would come up on this forum, but
people of other races. Yeah, that's
I've never noticed any, like, I mean, maybe it's because I'm not active on there, but usually I'm just Googling questions. I've never noticed anyone be like, you know, slur, this is the answer.
Like, well, you know, I've never, it's like, what function do I need to do this? Oh, well, there's the answer, but that was answered by a filthy Jew. You know,
yeah,
I've never had that experience. Like, who would know?
Yeah.
Who would know your gender or your sexuality or your race or anything about you on Stack Overflow? So they're saying that it's kind of like a mansplaining, you know, and there are some assholes on there.
Oh, absolutely. Or no, the people who, like, you know, they post their question and then no one answers and they're like, oh, I solved it.
Well, I don't think that's what they're trying to fix.
That's what they should be trying to fix. Yeah, that's what would make my life better.
But yeah, I don't see how any of that should enter into it. And yeah, some people are mean, and yeah, there's a lot of gatekeepers. But
that's just unavoidable at some point.
Those people, actually, sometimes they'll give a good answer. And you know what? I'll take a little abuse if you're going to answer my question.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the
I don't know. Maybe it's, they didn't really, I'll have to reread the article, but like, it doesn't seem like they offered any solutions other than people are going to be monitoring it.
Yeah, they're going to make sure that you're nice. And if you're not nice, even if you've got answers to provide, you're not welcome on Stack Overflow, which...
It's a weird world. It seems like that could be abused, possibly. I mean, it's hard as someone who has to moderate a website to know where the line is.
It is.
But I don't know. I don't envy their position.
Now, this next story, and we talked about the Facebook fake news earlier. That was on Wednesday. We didn't talk about it today, but we talked about it on a Wednesday. But we were going through the stories before we actually started filming this one. And Krista zeroed right in on this one.
I did.
Fake news.
I watched too many episodes of House and other medical dramas for me to believe this was real.
Well, we don't know that it's not real.
We don't know that it's not real, but it seemed a little suspicious to me. Basically, this story is in China, some different places, I think it's like boat drivers, bus drivers, they wear these hats. And these hats are outfitted with this mysterious electrical bar that's supposed to transmit information about the person's current mood. And it's sort of vague on how it does it, like medically.
Well, EEG. And we have done stories about more portable EEGs.
But I think they still require sensors on the skin. That's what I seem to remember.
Well, this
I could be wrong.
I think the idea of this one is that it's not, it's giving you a much muddier picture, but it's just detecting rapid changes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we looked a little more into it, and we're going to teach the controversy today. All right, we're not saying it's true. We're not saying it's not. But we found The Verge did a sort of a counterpoint argument on this one, and they're saying it probably doesn't work. Again, they don't know. But it does seem like they're trying to do it.
They're trying. I don't know how, like, what's the efficacy? It doesn't seem like it's hard to say.
It seems like at best they are simply finding extreme emotion or extreme something. Changes in the magnetic field, basically.
Yeah.
Spikes in whatever's happening. So they're saying they're putting these on factory workers. They're putting them on bus drivers. And if the bus driver becomes magnetic, you know, irate or sad or whatever.
I'm feeling so magnetic today.
They're going to pull them out of there and say, you can't drive the bus because you're spiking all over the place. There's something going on here.
Now, let's put on our tinfoil hats here. Is it possible that they are putting these strips in hats so that people think they're being monitored?
You think it's like a drug dog?
They're just trying to like fake you out so that way you don't make mistakes.
Because with the drug dog, they have little gestures they can do, or they can pull on the leash a certain way. It's just like they can make the drug dog trigger whenever they want. So if you piss off your employer or whatever, they can use your EEG hat to merit to, you know, as an excuse to do whatever they want. It's like, oh no.
Oh no, yeah, you need to take a leave of absence.
He's too emotional, yeah. So we can't have you doing X, Y, Z. That might be the thing.
Either way, maybe we'll see some updates about this, or maybe someone who's a doctor can give us a little information.
Now,
but
what if the choice was wear your electro-monitoring hat or be unemployed? Would you do it?
I'd probably do it. If I needed money. And I assume someone who's working as a bus driver probably needs the money.
Or factory worker.
Yeah. If you're in the state that it's like, okay, I really need a job and this factory is offering me a job, are you really in the position to be like...
Would you try to sort of control your emotions to trick the hat?
Yeah. I mean, I strive to be professional in my workplace. Sometimes I get frustrated though.
I think we should remind the viewers that you are banned from speaking to certain clients because you're mean.
Just one.
Well, when it comes to the blockchain, right, we always got to talk about the blockchain. And you can tell there are people sitting around just like, what can we apply the blockchain to? What is something that nobody's applied the blockchain to? And I think they've come up with an incredible idea here.
Brushing your teeth. Finally, an app to track the cleanliness of your teeth and to give you wonderful, wonderful coins.
I don't know how realistic this is, but if you look at this part here, you get an overall toothbrushing score. There's apparently a camera in this thing that is looking at which individual, like, you literally you get a per tooth score, and I'm guessing that blue is like good, and I don't know how you interpret this.
How does it scan your mouth? I guess is it just because the toothbrush? Does it make a perfect map?
There would have to be a camera and a light. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, my teeth are kind of screwed up. Like, would it know like all the weird nooks and?
Well, grains? I think it learns your specific mouth. Yeah.
Oh.
So, but that's not all. If you're thinking, wow, I can't wait for this to be in my life. Get ready for the next part of this. It mines tooth coins while you're brushing your teeth. So you get rewarded in cryptocurrency that can be traded for dental hygiene products.
Wow. Actually, you know, it's kind of a cool idea.
It is kind of a cool idea.
I mean, I don't know if there's much of a market for it, but it is kind of cool.
For kids? Can you imagine? Because think about
it. I don't know if that would get me that excited as a kid.
No. The kid's not going to like it. The parents are going to like it.
Yeah.
You got a toothbrush that knows how often your kid brushed their teeth, how well they did at it. And if it's as good as they say it is, it's going to be able to tell if they actually brushed their own teeth instead of trying to cheat it.
Wow.
Yeah. As a parent?
That is kind of cool.
As a dog mommy, what if Rue could brush her own teeth?
Rue is losing her teeth.
Baby teeth.
Right? Yeah, baby teeth. She's teething. I was like, what are you chewing on? And I like pulled one of her own teeth out of her mouth. She was very upset that I took it. Do you think she could get a tooth coin for her tooth? What's the going rate for dog teeth?
This is not the tooth fairy. You don't turn your teeth in for tooth coins. You brush your teeth to get
tooth. That'd be cool if you could, though.
That would be cool. Maybe tooth fairy coin.
Rip your teeth out.
Maybe we should start tooth fairy coin.
And then the kid gets some sort of horrible...
Kids just mail us teeth. We'll give them cryptocurrency. I don't know how we make the money off
of that. We could change the set and it would just be covered in children's teeth.
That's disgusting.
My mom kept a couple of my baby teeth.
I think, yeah, they're probably some of my baby teeth.
I don't know why that's a thing.
But... What if we become serial killers and that's how they get our DNA?
Oh, from our parents' teeth collection?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's always a possibility. Golden State Killer.
Think about that, audience. Call your parents right now. It's
when, I want my baby teeth. Wait, call them in a drunken rage.
Wait till Sunday, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And call her up and be like, how dare you? Well,
I can't believe.
You know who doesn't lose their teeth? You know what puppies don't lose their teeth? Robot puppies.
You know, I had kind of forgotten that these existed. But I remember this model of like robot dogs popular in like the early 2000s.
What are they? Aibo.
Yeah.
Is that Aibo? Is that how you
like,
pronounce that?
Like 1999, 2000. Yeah, I remember seeing these.
So it turns out that Aibo was super popular in Japan and people fell in love with their little
they're
robot
expensive.
Dogs.
Like, they're
like
nice.
$3,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sony, they were the ones who made them, have stopped making them. So now that they're gone, no more replacement parts. So what's happening? The Aibos are dying.
Oh, it's kind of, I mean, it's weird because it is just an object, but it's kind of sad in a weird sort of way.
The good news is if you have an Aibo that's dying, I feel like I'm pronouncing that wrong, but I don't know. You can have the monks perform a service just like.
Yeah, the Shinto.
Yeah, just like any other dead person. And they'll perform the service. You know, they do the whole little thing. And then your dog get stripped for parts so that other dogs may live.
Can donate their organs.
Yeah, it's like an organ donor thing for Aibo dogs. Sony did bring back the dogs in 2014, but it's a whole different design. So they're
the parts aren't
not interchangeable.
Man, you have to get a new puppy.
Yeah.
So. And then you have to train them again, you know. They'll teeth, they'll pee on your rug.
They won't pee.
They, you know.
That was not.
Maybe they leak oil.
They don't. I don't think there's any oil.
Mineral oil just.
Yeah, but hey, good news for the Buddhist monks. I guess they get some money for that, maybe something. The upkeep of the
temples, I guess.
Who knows?
Some national landmarks of Japan.
But this, you add this. We've talked so much about people getting super emotionally attached to the robots. There's the mind robot. There's the sex robots.
The dog robot.
And now the dog robots. So I think robots, the emotional attachment to robots is going to continue to be a big story.
I can't imagine like taking care of a dog that like a fake dog that long. It'd be like taking care of your Neopets for 10 years.
You don't really take care of it. It's just there.
No, Neopets, you had to log in every day and feed them. And it's just like, what are the Tamagotchi? The little, you know, the digital friend.
Those were hot in Japan. Right?
Those were hot here, man. I had two and I was like, felt lucky to have two because they were expensive.
How much were they?
I don't remember, but my mom was like, no, you can't have a ton. And my friend Shannon, she had a ton. She had like a keychain full of Tamagotchi and she had to like constantly feed them.
How many kids does she have now?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with her.
I bet it's like 20.
So many Tamagotchi. It's
disgusting. And you know who else are disgusting? The French.
Good segue. This man had somehow managed to obtain the domain name France.com.
We got it 24 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was smart. He got in on the ground floor.
That domain's almost as old as I am. Wow. But yeah, he's had it for years, was running a business off of it. And the France tourism department had actually worked with him previously and decided, you know what? We kind of want this domain now because it makes more sense for our users. So we're just going to quietly take it and not tell you.
Yeah. And .com... supposed to be a commercial website, right?
Yeah.
France, that's a country.
Wouldn't you want to use don't they have like .fr or something like that?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's fake when you don't want to type that in.
No.
So yeah, they use this, some kind of new trademark law. They claim that France is a trademark of France.
Who knew?
Yeah. And they just swiped it, just took it. And this has to do with the ICANN stuff, you know, going into international.
Yes.
And I said it last week. I'll say it again. We got to bring those .coms home. Look what they're doing to them.
USA.
Back to the U.S. where they belong. They were born here. They should stay here.
USA.
And I'll stand by it.
Oh, this is a sad story.
As much as I love America.
Hit that algorithm. I love America.
You know who doesn't love America and has the emojis to prove it? Iran.
These emojis are horrible. And yet they are kind of precious. Like whoever designed them did a good job. But, like, apparently these messages, you know, they're not like LOL or got to go. They are a death to America.
Death to Israel.
Yeah.
Death to the Freemasons, which is...
That seems like
that's a weird one.
Yeah.
And, but then, of course, to go along with those, there's, it's like time to go pray. Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice one. And we've got the, I think Khomeini is how you pronounce that dude. That's the...
How is that going to reduce is what I'm like when that is like 60 by 60, it's going to be like, what is she holding in that frame? No one knows.
That's a good question.
That's not going to reduce to any
size. So what, these aren't, where are these emojis, right? So it turns out Iran, not big fans of the Telegram app as Russia, you know, Russia, yeah. Iran, that's like the new BFFs in the sociopolitical, geopolitical world.
Death to America.
So Iran is getting away from Telegram, the same as Russia. And they, so many people in Iran use it. They wanted to give them a state-sponsored thing to replace it. And so they came up with this Sarush, I think is how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
Sarush. And that's where you get these Death to America emojis. This is a state-sponsored, state-created Iranian app that comes default with Death to America emojis.
There's a horrible troll part of me that wants to put this on the Discord, but I know that would be wrong. It would be so wrong.
Do you think we could? We've got some Twitch emote spots. You think we could put this on the Twitch channel? Oh man. People spamming the Death to America. It's like, what channel put that on?
Oh, God,
that is so tempting.
We won't do that, though.
We would get banned, but...
We would totally get banned. It's about sending a message.
Kind of want to do it.
Ugh. Those poor babies at Twitch. Speaking of babies.
That's a good segue.
Good segue there. A mom managed to deliver her own baby by watching a YouTube tutorial.
So this gal was traveling against... the doctor's recommendations, you shouldn't be traveling when you're this pregnant. But she didn't know she was pregnant when she planned the trip. So she said, you know what? I'm not wasting my trip dollars.
YOLO.
Yeah, very much
YOLO. YOLO, my own life and my child's life.
So her water broke as she was going through security at the Turkish airport. She managed to get to a hotel, but at that point, she didn't know any hospitals to go to. No one spoke English. She didn't know what to do. So she fired up YouTube.
She's like, I can do this. And then yeah. Like, you know, going step by step. What if like someone was like started doing their whole like spiel, like, and you know, like what we do, enter our contest, buy my merch. And she's like, no. She's like scrubbing through the video.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Just to sit through a 15-second intro.
Yeah. She filled up the tub and did the tub birth, the water birth thing.
Yeah.
And apparently just popped right out. No problems at all.
That's lucky.
So yeah. What can't you learn to do on YouTube? Turns out there's nothing.
You know, you could be a gentleman bee farmer like you aspire to be. Or, you know, you could deliver your own baby in a bathtub in Turkey.
I don't know which is harder.
I'm going to say childbirth, but, you know. Short term, probably more difficult to deliver the baby. Long term, probably more effort.
I think that it's hard to keep those bees alive.
I mean, babies are completely helpless.
And bees are so useful, though.
Babies become useful as they age.
A small percentage of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
this is a good story to end
on. Speaking of death to America, on the topic of messages that
shouldn't maybe be on the internet,
they are incendiary. They carry a lot of emotion. A lot of emotion. Even when they are terribly misspelled.
This is. So I don't know who did this. They somehow, quote unquote, hacked the sign.
Yeah.
And it says, Hail Hitler. not hail, like the German word, H-E-I-L.
I think you really nailed the accent.
Hail Hitler.
I mean, you know, there's no accent to the sign, but the person who perpetrated this, yeah.
It does feel, you know, like, yeah, do you think it was like some 14-year-old, like, you know, it'd be really funny and edgy?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
To invoke the Hitler thing. At any
Godwin's law.
Whenever you're invoking Hitler, like anti-Jewish sentiment, invoking Hitler, that's pretty bad. But I think it's almost worse when you're invoking Hitler. It's like, this is literally Hitler. you know.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that unironically. So yeah.
Should do, well, it's Godwin's law. That's like the internet thing where it's like whoever invokes Hitler first loses the argument.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what the argument was here, but the hilarious thing about this story is so people called the police, which that's kind of a weird thing to waste the police time about, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Surely they did. Hopefully they didn't call 911.
I think they did, actually.
Wow.
So the cops showed up, but the hilarious thing is the cops couldn't figure out how to turn the sign off. Because the sign has redundancies, you know, it's like it's built.
Well, yeah, because it's for emergencies or like road closings. Yeah,
it's supposed to be tamper proof. It's got a battery backup and all these things. So the police is just like, oh, I don't know. And they called the road crew. And this thing was there most of the night until the road crew figured out to just bring a tarp.
Just put a tarp over it.
The company that runs the sign.
They covered it up.
They were closed for the weekend. So they weren't answering. Because, I mean, it's a road sign. They don't have an emergency number, you know, like. There's an emergency, the road sign. You know,
you can't just leave a guy there that says, you know, don't go this way. Like,
yeah, exactly. So a sad story all around. I think the action was sad. The response was sad. The authorities and their dealing with it was like, why couldn't the police figure out just to put something over it? You know?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions here that aren't going to get answered. But what a weird story to end on. What a weird week it's been.
It's almost like we chose this weird story to end on, like we always do. How irresponsible of us.
It's been a weird week. Wendell should be back from PenguinCon next week. So if you're missing Wendell and you were getting ready to downvote, don't worry. He will be back.
Oh, they're going to tell us in the comments.
But Wendell, also, I'm sure, he hasn't said this, but I know he's going to be doing it. Because last week, you guys, I think it was the Friday episode, you all were like, matcha chi is this... I know Wendell's going to go out and buy some matcha tea. And he's going to have it next episode.
I don't think he'll have time because he's going to be traveling.
Yeah, he's not just doing PenguinCon.
If you can get it on Amazon, it's probably on its way.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because he's got to try it now. So you guys got Wendell to spend his hard-earned money.
They did say it was expensive.
Was it? Maybe that's why I've never heard of it. I'm not a tea person.
In terms of tea, I'm sure. We should just get some grass and blend it up and tell them that's what it is. And then it could be like, you know, when they test the sommeliers and they have
Got like a woody note.
And they give them like some Boone's Farm. And they're like, oh, yes, this is a
Boone's Farm strawberry field.
And we could just give it to him and see if he acts like he likes it. You know, it's like,
oh, we have to do that.
You see, are there some notes of lavender in there?
Oh,
we probably won't do that, but that would be fine.
I kind of want to.
Maybe we will.
Maybe, you know, you never know. Check us out. We're all over the internet. We're on the YouTube. We're also on Twitch. We're on the forums. You guys can be on the forums. You can be on Twitch.
And if you are one of those people, those Wendell sycophants who just can't watch it without him, he should be back next week. So don't lose hope.
But we will see you later.